Welcome to Bridgeway Christian Church Daily Advent Prayer. My name is Kiri Newman, and I have been part of the Bridgeway community for 12 years. Today is Sunday, November 30th, and on Sundays during Advent, we will pray through the weekly theme, which is hope this week. Paul writes these words in Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Many of us know this verse as a beautiful blessing, but what's less known is that right before it, Paul points back to a prophecy from Isaiah. The root of Jesse will come, even who arises to rule the Gentiles. In him will the Gentiles hope. Isaiah first spoke those words to a people who had lost nearly everything. The royal line of David, Jesse's son, looked like a tree cut down, just a stump in the ground. But God promised that from that stump, new life would spring up, a Messiah who would bring justice, peace, and restoration for Israel and for all nations. At Christmas, we celebrate that promise fulfilled. Jesus is the root of Jesse. Life out of what seemed lifeless, light breaking into darkness, hope that reaches every heart and every nation. Advent begins with hope because the same God who kept his promise to send Jesus is still faithful today. So as Paul prays that we would abound in hope, we remember that this hope isn't something we manufacture. It's the gift of the Holy Spirit working in us, anchoring us in the God who keeps his word. Join me today as we pray for hope. Holy Spirit, let hope be a clear marker of our lives this Christmas, not in hope in parties or presents, but a durable, eternal hope that isn't drowned out by imperfect families or not so Pinterest-worthy decor. Search our hearts. Expose where disappointment and distraction keep us from the hope we have in you. We speak aloud the real things that seal our hope: strained family dynamics and unresolved conflict, grief, and the empty chair at the table, financial pressure, loneliness and unwanted singleness, chronic pain, anxiety, depression, or sheer exhaustion, overfull calendars and underfilled souls, work stress, unrealistic expectations for gift-giving and party-going, co-parenting tensions and custody logistics, travel chaos, caregiving fatigue, discouraging headlines, and the weight of so many who are hurting around us. Meet us in each of these places and remind us that you are our hope. Strengthen us by your Spirit to receive and embody hope so deeply that it settles into our bones and overflows to others. When we're confronted with our lack or reminded of what's missing, help our unbelief. Renew our faith through the small, quiet joys of this season. Anchor us in the steady reality that you are always at work, that your plans are beyond our understanding, that you never leave us or abandon those we love. We surrender ourselves and our people to your care and your hope. Fill us, God of hope, with the fruit of inexplicable joy and peace as we trust in you.